Finally, Monsignor Landro quotes the Jewish organ Universal Israelite as follows, quote, "For 2,000 years, the Talmud has been and remains an object of veneration for the sons of Israel, whose religious code it is, as well as the archives Israelites, according to which the absolute superiority of the Talmud over the Bible of Moses must be recognized by all." End of quote. That pitiful and regrettable Talmudic formation, with its inevitable resultant aversion and contempt of the Jews for the non-Jew, evidently still flourishes. The expressions of that contempt, especially the Jewish attitude towards non-Jewish female honor, lead to reactions on the part of non-Jews, and thus friction in country after country becomes unavoidable. The conversion of the Jews. The Talmudic formation renders the conversion of the Jews in great numbers almost morally impossible. In spite of it, it is true, individuals do surrender to the loving heart of the true Messiah, but anyone who realizes how strongly the human heart is gripped by the associations of childhood will not be astonished at the relatively small number of those who come home to their father's house. One of the most remarkable conversions of modern times, in spite of a strong Talmudic formation, was that of the venerable Francis Mary Paul Liberman, founder of the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and first Superior General of the Congregation of the Holy Ghost and of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, after the union of the two congregations in 1848. In the life of the venerable servant of God, by the Reverend Prosper Gerpert, there is an account from Father Liberman's own conversions of the Talmudic formation he received from his father, a distinguished rabbin. "According to the teaching of the Talmud," writes Father Gerpert, quote, "the possessions of the Goyim should be regarded as a desert, and as the land of the sea, of which the first possessor is the real proprietor. The Talmud expressly forbids the Jew to save a Christian from death, to restore to him his lost property, or to have pity on him. The rabbins have concluded that when dealing with a Christian, the Jew is at liberty to make a mistake for his own advantage, and that it is honest to deprive a Christian of any sum of money. These pernicious doctrines formed a part of the instructions which the rabbin of Saverne inculcated on the minds of his children, who naturally receive them as the purest expressions of truth, and would profit of every occasion to put their father's precepts into practice. One day, Jacob, later Father Liberman, was sent to the house of a neighboring Christian woman to change a piece of money. Imagining he was doing an excellent deed, he dexterously took away a penny from the infidel Goyim. He returned, quite proud of this feat, which gained for him the applause of his family, especially of his father, who saw in this youthful exploit an indication of a brilliant future." End of quote. What a change was wrought when that little boy was baptized many years later. Francis Mary Paul Liberman became the founder of a religious congregation having as its special object to make known the truth of our Lord's supernatural mission to the most abandoned of the Goyim, and the heroicity of his charity, justice, humility, and disinterestedness has been solemnly proclaimed by the Catholic Church in 1910. Father Liberman's wonderful humility was based on the recognition of the special sorrow inflicted on the heart of Jesus by the pride and obduracy of the Jewish nation. One sees this in his whole life. The Catholic Church and the conversion of the Jews. The Catholic Church longs for the conversion of the Jews to the true Messiah. It is because of that longing that she has so repeatedly in the past condemned the Talmud. The Church knows that their rejection of Christ, which brought about his death, was permitted by God, but that it is neither universal nor irreparable. St. Paul writes, quote,